115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the corner of southeast side of Andrew Avenue and the east side of Dodd Avenue. The 911 address is 21206 Second Street in Rehoboth Beach. Zoning district is MR, tax parcel is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 159. We have 11 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. And it's a 3.5-foot variance from the maximum allowable height for a fence.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Craig Forster, 21206 Second Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
First of all, the drawing of the house is different than what actually exists. I was here about 2.5 years ago to ask for 6 variances so that we could build on our kooky lot. Never did I expect to be here 2.5 months later asking for another variance. But what I'm seeking to do is put a 7-foot privacy fence on that would be the south side, and that picture would be the lower section of the house. So I just would like a little bit of privacy because of the 3 streets, the way our house sits, we have no privacy. So literally I was trying to put like utilities and everything else on that one side and then keep it somewhat covered up. We have a outside shower that is kind of attached to the house itself. So I wanted a little bit of privacy there. What you can't see in that picture is there's also another street that comes down. So we're trying to actually give ourselves some protection and privacy for cars that would be coming down or people that are walking down that section. The neighbor, the only neighbor we have that's in the lower part of that already has a 7-foot fence up along the whole length of the property that I wish to put our 7-foot. It's about a 20-year-old fence. The hardware, the fasteners have rusted over in a lot of cases. The fence in a couple sections have already blown over. So I'm trying to cover that up as well as give ourselves some privacy. I know the 22.5-foot variance that they were looking for seems like a lot, but we are on a dead-end street, kind of the only house, and with her 7-foot fence, and she also has, you know, another 8-foot kind of shrubbery bush that would actually be on that front section, and all she's doing is covering that up.
That complete your presentation?
It does, unless I... Any questions?
Board might have some questions.
Would the fence visually impair any drivers, like, on that road?
None at all.
Like, coming around the corner or anything like that?
Never, could never see it. There's actually no street. It's not a through street that comes through. If I could go up to the screen, I'd be really happy. So the fence, which starts here, and then the section where I'm trying to get the variance is right. Am I allowed to touch up here? It's actually going, this is actually the front of our house, and this is the rear. So the fence would just extend out to that section right there. Makes sense to you. And our current structure is similar in size, but it actually comes down and it's more like an L shape. It's what we got approved for 2.5 years ago. We built it, beautiful house, get a lot of compliments from all the people, and we're just trying to continue. We're taking into consideration, like even with this fence, what we're trying to do is take into consideration, making sure that it looks good for the neighbors as well as us, and it gives us a little bit of privacy. do have one other, and there was two other things that I put. I'm not sure if it's helpful to have up there or not, but I wanted to put, and I have, we actually have a outside shower head right about there, which was in the 30-foot, and it's just attached to the house. When I originally did the proposal, I just wanted to put that fence across this section here. If at all possible, what I'd like to do is put a barrier around the shower that's not attached to the house. I don't want to create problems by doing that, but if I could do that, it gives us a little bit of privacy when we take a shower. And that was on the addendum. It's actually part of your package. There was some other documents too there that may help that I also included.
Passing down.
More than happy to go over those as well. Sorry.
Have you talked to the neighbor on the fence side about the fence?
I did. I have. I actually asked her early on about, I was going to actually replace the older fence. But she was, she's probably the only one I didn't get a letter from. But she didn't oppose it. She just, all it's doing is kind of covering up her fence, which is already there. So it's not going to be any obstruction. He had talked about one time about replacing that fence, but it's been a while and she still hasn't done that yet.
The fence on her property?
The fence is right on the property line.
Oh, I see. Okay. So she had talked about replacing it.
Yeah.
It's right on the line.
And I'm going to try to put the fence on my property.
Okay.
And it's a full prop, a privacy fence, wooden or vinyl?
I would like to put a vinyl fence up there. Yes, sir.
Is the existing is wooden that she has?
The one she has is wooden, correct. And I think it's probably about 20 years old. And again, there's in a couple of sections of, I actually have some pictures too showing the condition of the fence, if that would help. You're welcome to.
So that fence will remain and yours will just sort of be right up against it. That's what you're envisioning?
Well, I would love to have her take her fence down, but yeah, that's how I fish. And my fence would be on my side of the property.
Locking that fence.
Hey.
How would you maintain your side of the outside of your fence? Put it close up to the property line. Power wash it if you needed to.
Well, if it's covered up by her fence, I wouldn't necessarily need to do that. If she ever removes her fence or allows me, if she would allow me to take that fence down, I would. And then I would power wash both sides. Or if there's anything that's exposed when I would put that fence, I would take care of that with a pressure washer, power washer.
So how close are you talking then about putting your fence to hers? I mean, the gap between the two will be.
Oh, it would pretty probably be
something
right on my side. Yeah, something it literally would be almost up against her.
But something you could walk between the two fences.
No, sir, at all.
Tighter than that.
It would be a couple inches.
Okay.
I don't have enough. I don't have that much room on that side of the property. So if I were to put it within walking distance, I would only have essentially maybe 2 to 3 feet from my house.
Okay.
I would have to go against them. If her fence wasn't there, I would have asked to put it right on the property line. But,
yeah. If I may, fences per code are allowed on the property line.
Right.
Just the height. That
yes.
Okay.
It's actually not the height for the entire fence. It's only for the portion of the fence that is within the front yard setback. And Mr. Order, just to clarify for the record, the county believes treats Second Street as the front yard here. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So then it would be 30 feet from there. And that's where the figures that we have about 22 yeah, feet and what have you, that kind of kicks into play there.
Right.
But anything beyond that 30 feet It could be 7 feet, no issue.
Right.
So really from the prop, so it's really crystal clear, but so, and again, I think it was on one of the sketched out instructions. So starting at the property line, I would like to put a 5 or 3.5 foot fence, go 8 feet and then, I'm sorry, 8 feet in length, and then go to a 7 foot fence and carry that 7 foot fence another, actually be, my house is 34, let's say 34 feet, or 39 feet. So it'd be a total of about 48 feet of a 7 foot fence.
It appears you have a large gap between the edge of paving of Second Street and your front property line. Is that correct?
There is between Second Street and my property line is 13 feet.
So we would almost be, your fence is going to be 7.8 feet from the property line, correct? I think that's what I see on the survey here.
So it would start the the 7 foot fence would start 7.8 feet from the property line. Yes, sir.
So, and you had said that it's about a 13 foot gap between the property line and the edge of paving. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So we're looking 20 to 21 feet thereabouts from where the fence begins and where the road begins.
For the 7 foot fence. Yes, that's correct, sir.
Okay,
sorry. Right. 7 foot fence, right. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Any other questions from the board?
One last question. It appears, looking at one of the other photos, this will be conducive to the neighborhood. It looks like many of your other neighbors have fences similar to what you're looking at putting up around their properties. Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, I just want it on that one side. I don't right. want it to go around the whole entire property.
Other questions? You have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13140? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13140? Okay, if there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion.
I move that we approve case number 13140 for Mr. Greg Forster for the requested variance pending full written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has a unique physical condition, and the angle with the three roads being on a corner property is restricting his privacy areas that he does have, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant as he's putting a privacy fence next to another privacy fence that's already established. The variance will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare, as many properties around the area have the same style of fence. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Leavenworth?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13140 has been approved. Have a good evening. Next case.